So the Mishnah Vayitim Masechtas Bava Basra, Perik Hay, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Amar Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. So Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, Bamed Dvarim Amurim. All these halachas we learned earlier, about cleaning the scales, cleaning the weights, that is balach, when you're selling items that are liquidy or moist, meat or fish. Meat or fish has oil or it has fats. The dripping kind of things, that's what sticks. And eventually the sediment is going to build up. I will be yavesh. But if you're selling something dry, like grain or spices, let's say pieces of cinnamon, nothing sticks. There's no need to wipe down the scales. Zakta Mishnah Vayitim. So we know that you have to make sure that the scales and the weights are accurate. No one's getting cheated over here. There is a din that the Torah wants the seller to give a little bit extra to each buyer. Let's see the Lashon of the Mishnah. V'chayiv l'hachriya lo tefach. To be machriya, that word is sometimes used to balance the scale. Two people have an argument. One person is machriya, like one of them. Here it means literally. We add a little bit extra. Let's say the person is buying a litra of meat. That's a measurement. So on one side of the scale, on the pan, there is a weight, a piece of wood or a stone that weighs a litra. On the other side, I'm going to put enough meat or fish or whatever he's buying until it's even. That'll tell me that it's also a litra, similar to how the scale works in the doctor's office. Well, we don't want it to be exactly even. We want to make sure you're not cheating the buyer. So on the side where the meat is or the fish is or whatever it is you're selling, we want it to come down by a tefach. V'chayiv l'achriyaloi, it should tilt on the side of the item that you're selling, tefach by a tefach. It shouldn't be mamish even. So if the litra is on the left side and the meat is on the right side, even though even should mean it's a litra of meat, it should come down on the meat side by a tefach. But the Batanura says this is only if the sale is at least a litra in weight. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. In this place, the minig was not to be machriya tefach, but rather if someone ordered a litra, so there was a weight of a litra on one side and exactly a litra on the other side. When it comes to the scale, it's even. What about this din that you're supposed to add? They add it afterwards. So, if the minig hamoke is that when it comes to the scale, the two sides are even, but you add extra afterwards, Sakta Mishnah noisin loy garmuyav, then you give him the extra weight with this cheshbon. Echad la'asara balach, 1/10. Echad la'asara, 1/10. For every 10 measures of liquid, that means 1%. It's 1 out of 100. V'echad li'esrim bayovish. And 1/20 for every 20 measures of something that's dry. Now remember, when it comes to fractions, the bigger the number, the smaller it is. A tenth is a lot more than a 20th. Now, echad le'esrim biyovesh, 1/20 of a measure for every 20 measures of something that's dry, is 1/4 of 1%. Or in fractions, it would be 1/400. So in this place, the minig was to add according to this formula, but the scale stays even. Agav, what is the reason that when it comes to something wet or moist, we add a little more? And the answer is because with liquids, a certain amount is left behind. When the seller pours it out, something is left. If it's dry, if it's cubes of sugar, you empty it out. You empty it out, nothing stays. Sakta Mishnah Vayiter, Mokem Shenahagu Lamoid Bidaka. In a place where the Minika Mokem is, to measure using a small container. You'd have to use it several times, so it adds up to a larger amount. Lo Yomid Begasa. You shouldn't use a large one. Now the Batanur explains as follows. We're talking here about things that are sold by weight. You fill up the container and you place the container on the scale. Now, if I were to take measuring cups that are a litra every single time I put it on the scale, so each time the seller has to add something. So if the measuring cup is a litra and he's buying 10 litras, that means 10 times he's adding something like we learned in the previous Mishnah. But if you use one big container and you only measure it once on the scale, he only has to add a little bit once, not 10 times. So that's the reason, again, Mokem Shenahagu Lamed Bedaka, where the minig is to use small kalim, lo yomid begasa. You shouldn't measure with a large kalim. Begasa of the minig is to use large kalim, lo yomid bedaka. You shouldn't use small ones. because that wouldn't be fair to the seller, who now has to add the extra for each time. Vaitra sakta Mishnah, limchak, in a place where the minig is, to fill up the container until it is even on the tap. So lo yigdash, when you're filling up the container, don't pile it up higher. Let's say you're filling up potatoes, mashed potatoes, right? You go into the store. Okay, fill up this container of mashed potatoes. Do they make it even with the tap, or is it like a mountain that goes much higher than the brim, and then I press it down? Well, if it's in a place where the minig is to even it out, then lo yigdash, don't stack it higher. And ligdash, if it's a place where the minig is to stack it higher, lo yimchak, then the seller has no right to even it out. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We started out by learning that Rav Shimon Gamliel tells us that the halachis of having to clean and wipe down the weights or the scale, that's only balach, it's something that's moist, where things stick to it. But if it's yavish, if it's dry, you don't have to, nothing sticks to it. We also learned the Torah wants us to give a little bit extra. The Torah wants the seller to give a little extra. So if it's even on the scale and it's a litra or more, you add a little bit more to what you're selling so that it comes down a tefach lower than the other side. In a place where the minig was, the scale should be even, but you add afterwards. So the Mishnah told us, you add 1% to things that are moist and 0.25% for things that are dry. We said in a place where the minig is to measure in smaller containers, you shouldn't use a large container because the smaller containers benefit the buyer. It means each time you weigh a litra, the seller is to add something. And if it's a place where the minig is to sell in large containers, you can't say, no, I want to do different. I want to use small containers because that's not fair to the seller. He's going to have to add more than he normally would add. In a place where the minig is to even it out on the top, don't stack it higher. And in a place where the minig is to stack it higher, you shouldn't even it out. You want to make sure that neither the seller or the buyer are cheated. And therefore, whatever the minig is, whatever the local minig is, the established price is based on the local minig. Neither the buyer or seller should change it.